Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Jeff Byers. Jeff, this week I do not notice a glass of champagne in your hand.
Well, no glass of champagne. And Jim, before we start recording or anything today, if we could just avoid talking about my birthday. I don't want to make a big deal that Thursday was my birthday and that, you know, people, if they were so inclined, could get me gifts and that sort of stuff. I don't want to really make a big deal out of it. So if we can just avoid talking about that during the show today, I'd appreciate it. Hard to believe 55 years ago, this very day, I was born. But again, if we could just kind of keep that on the down low, I'd just soon not bring attention to myself and the fact that this would be my birthday week, my birthday weekend coming up. I don't want people to feel obligated, although I know it feels good to give, and I don't want to deprive people the opportunity to feel good about themselves. And so, I mean, I would readily accept gifts. But again, if we could just kind of avoid talking about the fact that this is my birthday, it's my birthday week, a big birthday weekend, I really would rather just keep the focus on sports and just not draw attention to the fact that it's my birthday and my birthday week and weekend, if that's okay with you.
I'd like to point out, Jeff, this is so you, making it about everything else but about you. That is the kind of guy you are.
Well, it is. And again, if somehow it leaks out that it is my birthday and people want that good feeling, the internal great feeling that you get from giving to others, listen, who am I to deny that opportunity for our valued listeners?
Okay, on that note, Jeff, how about if we move on? And by the way, your whole birthday thing, that's just between you and I. Mum's the word. Nobody else will hear it. They won't hear it from me, okay?
I appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and get going with the show this week. I really appreciate that we won't draw attention to the fact that it's my birthday and birthday week and birthday weekend. Thank you for that, Jim.
Anything for you, Jeff. All right, let's move on. You know, as we're heading into the absolute off season here, spring practice done, blue-white game over with, I think it's time to take a step back, reevaluate where everything is. And I'm doing this on a couple shows. I'm doing this with Andy also, with Andy Shea, kind of going over the team position by position. And for each one of you, I'm going to have a question for each position. These are questions new to you, new to the birthday boy. He has not heard these before, not prepared for them, but just give your off-the-cuff answer to them. Jeff, are you ready for your question?
I think I am ready.
All right, let's do it then, birthday boy. Let's start with the quarterback position. And, you know, I'm going to stay away from the obvious questions about Drew Aller. I want to know, because I know you've been such a strong advocate of playing him, how do they best use Bo Prabula? How will Andy Kotelnicki get the best use out of the backup quarterback, Bo Prabula?
Jim, I think Drew Aller just needs to take the next step and be more consistent. Oh, I'm sorry. You said you're not going to ask the obvious. I'm sorry about that. I was all ready and prepared.
I figured, Jeff, if there was someone to ask about Bo Prabula, it would be you.
Nope, I appreciate it. I really do. And listen, I really do think that they are going to use Bo Prabula this year the way I truly thought they were going to last year, and in hindsight, the way I think they should have last year. And again, that is to say that he is an asset and I think needs to be a component of your offense. Not the component, not a battle with Drew Aller, not, hey, one guy, if he gets the hot hand, you go with him. No, but specific situations, and those specific situations being third or fourth and short, or I think it would be possible. Hey, let's just get a series in there. It's planned ahead of time. Bo, you're going in the third series this week. And I'm not saying that that's ironclad no matter what happens, no matter what the game situation is. By God, we're putting Bo Perbula in there because that's what we said we were going to do. No, but get prepared if the game goes the way you're expecting and throw that little wrinkle in and little element. So I don't think Bo Perbula is going to get anywhere near 50% of the snaps at quarterback. I don't think he should. I do think every game he ought to be touching the ball a few times. He ought to be out there taking some reps, giving defenses a little different look, a little different wrinkle, and I think it will ultimately help open things up for the entire offense, including Drew Aller, when he's in there at quarterback.
I agree with you, Jeff, almost completely. I like the short yardage situations for him, the better runner, the better threat that way. And I also agree on him getting a series on occasion. The only thing I think I would give him that series if or when the offense struggles some. If you recall last year, it wasn't really just the Ohio State and Michigan games. There were some other games where the offense started very slowly, like Northwestern as an example. And how about just giving a team a changeup, something different to look at? Ohio State, Michigan, in those games also, the offense, it's not doing well at all. All of a sudden, you get a different look. And was it the Rutgers game where Drew Aller got hurt, Bo Perbula came in?
Yep.
They weren't ready for him. It was like you could ignore Drew Aller running based on the way the offense played last year. He wasn't going to keep the ball. It was as if the defense didn't change. Bo Perbula came in, and it's like they forgot about the quarterback. Well, Drew Aller's not going to run. Why is this guy going to run? So that change of pace, I think, makes the defense have to adapt to it. So, birthday boy, I think that's great. I hope Andy Kotelnicki is listening to you on that one. Let's shift to running back. And my question there is, we know Catron Allen, Nick Singleton, and we know what they can do, Jeff. Does this team have a third running back?
Well, Jim, I think Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen are going to be a 1-2 punch. Oh, no, that's not what you asked. I think they will, and I do think that's going to be one of the fascinating things to watch through preseason practices and into the early part of the year. The one thing I will say is with the – so I don't know who it is, if in fact that there is a definitive third. I also don't know that there necessarily needs to be a definitive third because of the five games – and you can still redshirt situation where I think you could conceivably play three different guys there and manage them over the course of 12 or hopefully ultimately, what would it be now? 15 games, 16 games, 16, ultimately. So that I think it is possible that you don't have that definitive third guy. Maybe you have a third guy for the first couple of games, different third guy for the next couple, yet a different third guy, and then, you know, maybe if one of them seizes it. But I kind of like the idea of using the rules to your advantage, get those guys some work, get them some reps, maybe one guy gets out there, or maybe it's obvious in preseason practice, oh my gosh, there's no way we can't play this guy. Okay, fine. I think it's more likely that you have three really good guys, maybe not quite Nicholas Singleton or Catron Allen yet, but maybe all three on the doorstep, and that you get, again, playing time for all of them, see if somebody steps up and runs with it. But I think you're okay if that doesn't happen in getting, again, multiple guys, some good reps, and see again how the season emerges. I don't know that they necessarily need to go in with a hard and fast game plan, even for that third or fourth guy in the rotation there at running back.
Well, I think the spring game showed us that they have multiple options there. And, you know, Quentin Martin really flashed. Now, he's the true freshman, so he would be someone you could preserve a redshirt if you want. In this day and age, especially at running back, I'm not sure you could look at things and say, hey, he will redshirt him. He's a five-year guy. I think when you've got a talent like that, the guess, if not the assumption, is they would probably be gone after 3 years anyway, four at most.
Although, let me just throw in there, because there was an interesting discussion that I was listening to a local radio station up here, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. If you're in the State College area, you ought to check it out. But I was listening to Dan Patrick, and it was actually, I thought, a really interesting discussion that they had on running backs and the future of the position in terms of high school kids and what they might be looking to do. If you're a great athlete and the coach is like, we want to put you at running back, do you get some resistance now? It's like, well, no, how about I go to wide receiver coach or linebacker or edge rusher type thing? But the other thing that was posed, and I hadn't really considered it before, but might some of those guys, Jim, that you're talking about three-year talents, with the NIL money that's now there and the prominence still of running back in college versus the NFL, especially if you have a situation like Nicholas Singleton or Catron Allen, where you can get some pretty good income coming in, not have a whole lot of tread on the tire, and continue to perfect your craft. I don't know. It was just an interesting discussion they had on, you might not see as many guys as you once did going out early, especially at running back, even from the college ranks to the NFL, just because they can get probably pretty comparable money now by staying in the NIL for that extra year.
That's an interesting question. I want to pick up that conversation, Jeff, when we come back for quarter number two, so stay tuned. We've had such a great response to our F45 Training State College promotion over the last 2 weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. Starting Monday, May 6th, and running through May 21st, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training and a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. truststatecollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante. He is the birthday boy. And Jeff, we finished up the conversation quarter number one. You brought up a great talking point, which is this idea of players maybe choosing to stay in college because there's NIL money and it's guaranteed money versus going to the NFL, may not know at what point you're at. Now, you were talking about it in reference to the running backs, and I hadn't quite heard the argument that way about running backs, because I guess I looked at it like a Nick Singleton, a Catron Allen, they're going to be drafted probably well enough to get nice contracts in the NFL, and they want to get there before there's too much tread on the tires. I think there's other positions where it might be more relevant because of it. And maybe it's not a good example ahead of time, but in the end result, would Kalen King, if he had to make the decision over again, stick around, get some NIL money, because there's no guarantee he makes an NFL roster,
yep,
make some NIL money, and perhaps improve his draft position. Now, that's at a position different than running back, where the amount of tread on the tire matters so much at running back. There's only so many carries you have in you. Now, the situation with Nick Singleton and Catron Allen is probably a lot different than a lot of other running backs in the in college football who are maybe good collegiate running backs, but because it's such a low priority in the NFL, you could be a very good college running back and a seventh round or undrafted free agent. At that point, you could conceivably make more money in college than in the NFL. So I think that's been going to become, Jeff, more and more a conversation, not just at running back, but in a lot of positions. In fact, I think we've already seen it. There are several players. I think Ohio State has had that situation where some of these guys come back and they'll talk about, we've got unfinished business in college. Well, they don't just mean unfinished business. They want to make the playoffs and win a national championship. They also mean the business of getting paid, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, it's going to be different with different guys, obviously, circumstances, schools, and all of that. But in some of these cases, I do think, Jim, with running back in particular, like that NIL money could be very comparable. And I know people are, oh, come on, we're talking millions. Well, yeah. Again, in some cases, again, it is going to be, I think it's going to be at least comparable in terms of the money that's there. And truthfully, to your point, it's more guaranteed in college. I mean, the NIL, or certainly, you know, whatever comes of the collective bargaining agreement, and then if you hammer home a couple of local commercial deals, again, the actual income may be more for you to stay that extra year in college than it would be even to go to the NFL, even if you make it. And again, there's no guarantee you make it at the NFL level, but when you factor in, again, a rookie running back that's taken in the third round may not be of great interest to the car dealers or such in whatever major city you go to. Getting a Nicholas Singleton or a Catron Allen promoting your product here in Center County or throughout Pennsylvania, that's a big deal right now. And so it wasn't really one of those things I had even thought about till I was listening to that the segment on the Dan Patrick Show. And I'm like, you know, that's an interesting component that could come into play here. Again, I don't know about across the board, but certainly in specific situations, I think it really could become a situation where players are like, yeah, I'm interested in the NFL. I want to get there, but I want to make more money right now. And I have that opportunity to do so while I stay here in college.
Well, and it is interesting because I thought of it more in terms of other positions than running back, because I always thought of running back, boy, I better get to the NFL before I wreck a knee in college. Where I think we'll see it is, well, I'll give the example of quarterback, where I'll use Sean Clifford as an example. Now, I know he exhausted all of his eligibility with his, you know, 14 years here at Penn State, but he was at, what round was he drafted? Was it the sixth round?
I think that's right. With the, yeah. Okay. Packers.
He's an example. If he still had a year of eligibility left, do you declare for the NFL draft and go in the sixth or seventh round? I think another example, and I know he's not starting yet, but let's project Drew Aller having a very good third year. He moves on to the NFL draft. You're now Bo Prabula. Now, he doesn't have the NFL profile that a Drew Aller does. Drew Aller looks like an NFL quarterback. Bo Prabula comes in, say, in 2025, has a good year, good season, but he's not going to be a first-round draft pick. He might be a fifth, sixth, seventh-round pick, if that. You're a star quarterback in college, you're definitely going to get paid more than if you're a low-round draft pick in the NFL. At least it's guaranteed money, to your point. So I think that's a discussion we're probably going to be having more and more, Jeff. Excellent point. But you know you completely got me off my agenda here. You know that, right?
Sorry about that. That's the one thing I did not want to do today. I wanted to stay focused on my birth. I mean, on Penn State football.
All right. Let's move on to another position. Let's go to the fun position. Let's go to wide receiver. Here's my take on this, Jeff. You bring in Julian Fleming. Keandre Lambert-Smith leaves. I look at this essentially as a trade. You traded Keandre Lambert-Smith for Julian Fleming, okay? Will that trade pay off?
I think it will, and I think it will in a couple of different ways, Jim. And the first might not be as obvious to fans or as appreciated by fans, but I do think in the locker room and by the offense as a whole, and I know by the offensive coaches, it is going to be greatly appreciated. And that is, I think from everything we've heard, Julian Fleming truly has that team first mentality, meaning if I need to go out and run a fake and draw the back with me, I am going to do it all out. If I need to block and try to spring an extra 20 yards for my running back just by getting this defensive back out of there, I'm going to do it. Everything we've heard, including from some folks in Columbus, is that this guy, like, he blocks like nobody's business, and he understands, again, the different roles that you have to play. And obviously, catching the football, very important, and hopefully that is an element he brings. But I think it's that complete package and the mentality that he kind of sets forth in the locker room just by the way he plays by example. So I think that's one. I also do think it's almost inevitable that he is more productive this season, certainly than what we saw Keandre Lambert-Smith over the totality of last year. Again, I don't know what happened. I don't know how much of it falls on Lambert-Smith, how much of it falls on Yurcich, whatever it was. But, I mean, the production, it was a little bit bonkers how precipitously that production dropped off for Keandre Lambert-Smith last year. It is hard for me to imagine that you won't get more consistent production from a receptions and yardage standpoint this year from Julian Fleming than what you got a year ago from Lambert Smith?
You know, Jeff, when we're having this conversation, we try to be diplomatic because we're not on the practice field. We're not in the meetings with the coaches. But what I will say is it seemed pretty obvious there was something wrong in the whole wide receiver room. To lay it all on Lambert Smith is probably not fair. But he was the veteran in the room. He was the guy who should have been setting the tone. And I don't think there was a good tone in the wide receiver room. So, but just by the process of changing that out and bringing in a guy, and I keep bringing this up, whenever they talk about Julian Fleming, watch, the word mature is always used.
Yep.
Okay? And I think that word is being used for a specific reason, as you described. I think this is a different guy now who's the leader in the wide receiver room, and he's setting – I'm confident in the tone that he's setting. I'm not confident in the tone that Lambert Smith was setting. It may have been the other guy's fault, not his, but, you know – this did not go well, this wide receiver room a year ago. There were too many situations where, again, I always talk about the comment when the announcer says, well, the quarterback and the wide receiver were not on the same page. When that happens so many times, Jeff, there's a problem somewhere.
There's no question about that. And listen, they need some other guys to step up, right? Like you need to get either see a Caden Saunders take that next step and, oh yeah, man, this is the guy that we thought he could be. Omari
Evans. Trey Wallace has to stay healthy.
Yes. Well, yes. Trey Wallace, obviously, yes, needs to be a key component, needs to stay healthy. But I think getting, like Liam Clifford and Omari Evans is a guy that I think, you know, you'd love to see take that next step and start to really kind of fulfill his potential. I think it'll be a different tone set in that receiver room. And I do think, in part because of the new offensive coordinator and just in part because of the year of maturity and some of the difficulties they went through last year, I think this will be a much better receiving core with much higher production this coming season.
Very good, Jeff. That'll be the last word for quarter two. After this break, we'll come back with a lot more Penn State football conversation. Stay tuned. We've had such a great response to our F45 Training State College promotion over the last 2 weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. Starting Monday, May 6th, and running through May 21st, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training and a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, statecollege.com. Trust statecollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He is Jeff Byers, and it's not his birthday, okay? It's not. So don't go down that path. It's not his birthday. Do not, if you see him in town today, tomorrow, do not wish him a happy birthday. It's a false rumor. It's not his birthday. Okay.
We don't want to make a big deal out of it. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. I just wanted to quiet it all down. But anyway, Jeff, we are going a little bit different kind of positional review, just going position by position. I've got a question for you, as long as you don't take me off track too much. We were going through the offense in the first two quarters. We didn't get to two of the positions. We'll do that now. And here's my question on the offensive line. To me, they had three offensive linemen drafted, which speaks very well of Coach Troutwine, the offensive line, where that group is going. And the conversation, though, this coming year is how much depth they have. They've been recruiting well. They've been replenishing. But my question is this, Jeff, it's not like a year ago. We knew we had Olu coming in at left tackle. We knew Caden Wallace was going to be the right tackle. Now, we're not sure what we have. My question is, can all this depth, which is great, but can that translate into five good starters?
I think so, but I think it's going to be a bit of a process. And I'm really interested, Jim, to see kind of how the offensive line evolves over the course of the season. And that's kind of what I'm expecting to happen. Because I'm a wrestling guy, I'll just use the comparison. Like Penn State wrestling has had some guys that they, in the last 10 years, that they said were probably going to redshirt in the upcoming year. And then by the time January rolled around, they're like, yeah, we can't keep Aaron Brooks in the wrestling room. We need to get him in the lineup. He needs to be out there competing for us. Or a long list of guys, Levi Haynes. And I think there are going to be some real battles, but I think some of these young guys are going to get increased playing time as the season goes along. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they come right out of the gates, but I'm thinking of guys like Cooper Cousins in particular, who I just think eventually, Daka and Rucci, I think, are that's going to be a fascinating competition. Where J.B. Nelson fits in, one of the things that I really like about this offensive line is not only is it deep, but there is a lot of versatility there. So you may have a guy that starts the season as your starting right guard and ends up finishing up as your starting center or left tackle or some of that could be through injury, but some of it could be just, man, we've got to get this guy out here, but this guy needs to be in our starting lineup too. Let's maybe move him out. And I think there's enough guys with enough versatility there that, they'll make it work. I have always, and I've evolved a little bit here in my thinking, evolved apparently is my word of the segment, is that I always thought you wanted five starters. Like it was important to have that cohesion. You just had a feel for each other and how that goes. In talking with Goon Conlon, who I do a show with a couple days a week up here, and of course was a offensive lineman on the 94 Penn State team, he agrees that having five, man, if you have five studs, and that's what you go with, that's great. but it's not maybe as big of a deal as I kind of thought it was. If, you know, a guy moves in here and, you know, it may change things a little bit, but you can get a pretty good feel pretty quickly as an offensive lineman for, all right, this is, I need to, you know, maybe change the timing just a split beat one way or the other. And that it's not as big of a deal as I was thinking it was in terms of the continuity within that offensive line. If you have a guy or two that are kind of interchangeable and in and out of the lineup over the course of a game, or certainly over the course of a season.
My concern with it, Jeff, is just where is the base, the foundation for it? Where a year ago, the tackles and the center, the three guys who are gone, that was your foundation, and you have enough talent to fill in the gaps. And I think it hurt more with Drew Shelton not there for spring practice. I said, well, here's the silver lining. You get reps for some of these other players. But I don't think Drew Shelton is such a – it wasn't like Olu Fashanu coming back for that one more year where it's just, yeah. Hey, whether he's healthy or injured, don't care. He could have sat all spring. You knew what you were going to get come fall. I don't think Drew Shelton has reached that status yet. So that is my only concern with it. But like you, I think it will be a process that will evolve over the start of the season and get to the point where, you know, okay, now we're comfortable. We've got our five. Let's move. Tight end is the only position we didn't hit. And this has become so consistent year after year, not just a starter, but you get the depth, you get the heir apparent. Theo Johnson moves on, Tyler Warren moves up. That's just the way it works. But I wanted to ask you the question this way, Jeff. Will Tyler Warren turn into the most productive receiver on the team?
So my expectation is yes. And I think it's going to be a product of two things. One, not surprisingly, is just his talent and experience. Like that guy, I thought he was next level last season. I think now as the featured guy, although Khalil Dinkins is going to get his share and Rapley, hey, I mean, as you said, it is a position that just continues to burst at the seams here for Penn State. But I just think Warren is a very special talent. But I also do think Kotelniki's offense and what I think they want to do with Drew Aller and with this passing game, it's just going to make Warren a very appealing option on many, many plays. I don't know that he'll necessarily be, hey, we're targeting. He's certainly going to have plays, plenty of them, where you're targeting him. I just think there's going to be a lot of plays where, hey, this is an option. And if you're Drew Aller and you're back there, it's, I like that option, and I'm going to go ahead and take it. So, yes, the short answer to your question is yes. I think he has a very good chance to have one of, if not the most productive year in terms of receiving numbers, yards, touchdowns, all of it, from the tight end spot as Penn State's had.
I think you're right there, Jeff. And I, with Tyler Warren, I keep going back to something our colleague Landon Tengwall has said when, for some reason, we were talking about football players playing basketball. And I asked him who the best basketball player was on the team, and he said it was Tyler Warren. And I was surprised because I don't typically think of a tight end as a guy. And I think you could interchange the word athletic with basketball, okay, because just the skill set there, yep, for playing basketball. Didn't think of it as a tight end being that guy you would talk about that way. And I can't help but think Kotelniki will use that to his advantage. When you're that big and that athletic, it's going to create mismatches for you. And we saw a couple elements of it last year, but you know, he was second in line to Theo Johnson, also a pretty good tight end. He's going to be playing in the NFL this year. But I just wonder if not, if Kotelniki will just say, I've got to take advantage of that. That's something special there.
Yeah, and that's my expectation. The other thing that I think is going to factor in there that will help Warren and his numbers is I'm expecting this running game to be lights out in the upcoming season. Again, I just think the numbers that I thought we were going to see again last year, much like the same thing with the receivers, and I just think you're going to see that this year consistently, and I think that play action again helps open up for everybody, but I think the tight end in particular is a benefactor from that.
Yes, and everything you hear about Andy Kotelnicki is about putting people in motion, trying to create these matchups or mismatches. And when you look at, you know, the players that are the weapons, you could see a running back getting into the passing game. But I could also see, you know, a Tyler Warren who, you know, just exactly how or who do you use to cover him, Jeff? And that, if you're an Andy Kotelnicki who is creative with your offense, I got to think he's got to look at this guy and say, okay, there's someone I could do with exactly what I'm talking about here. I could create mismatches with him.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly right. And again, I think they can utilize him in so many different ways and play him off of the other things that they're doing with that offense that I do think he is going to be the key weapon in that offense in the upcoming season.
I'll be curious now. You mentioned Dinkins and Rapoulier, you know, how they use them. And I'm not so sure it will be quite as distinctive. Here's number one, here's number two, here's number three. I think that two and three might get, you know, a little bit gray depending on the situation, which one you would use.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, again, three great options there. If you're an offensive coordinator, I think you're pretty happy to see any of those three out on the field for you.
Well, the one last thought, I saw someone else bring this up, so I won't take credit for it, was Luke Reynolds, who is the incoming freshman, who is not yet built like a tight end. He's built more like a wide receiver. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we could use him that way. Just going to throw that out there, Jeff, as we finish up quarter number three. Stick around. We'll talk defense in quarter number four. We've had such a great response to our F45 Training State College promotion over the last 2 weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. Starting Monday, May 6th, and running through May 21st, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training and a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, statecollege.com. Trust statecollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. He's Jeff, the birthday boy. I am Jim. Oh, take that back. I keep forgetting. You don't want that attention. Everyone forget it. It's really not his birthday. Jeff, we were going kind of position by position, and I'd have a question for you. Took us three quarters to get through the offense, so we left one quarter for the defense, and I think it's appropriate. I don't think there's quite the number of questions, but we'll still go through it. There are some. I'll start with this. On the defensive line, the big change is Abdul Carter moving from linebacker to defensive end. My question is, how smooth is that transition going to go?
That is a good question, and I don't know that it's going to go quite as smoothly as I think most fans are projecting. And that's not to say I'm expecting Abdul Carter to fall flat on his face and have a disastrous season, but I think it's a little more of an adjustment than maybe what many of us are thinking going into the season. I think it's one that he will make, and I think he is dedicated enough to his craft and motivated enough to get to the NFL and have an impact there. But I don't know that like he's going to come out and right away against West Virginia be the guy that everybody says, boy, that is one of the great edge rushers in all of the game. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a transition. I think he'll be fine. I think right out of the gate against West Virginia, he'll be good. But I think it's going to be more like midseason on that you're getting consistent wow plays. And, man, this guy is a force. I do think it will happen. I guess I'm not expecting it to happen necessarily right out of the gate. I'm not expecting him to struggle mightily and, my gosh, it looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know that he's going to look like an All-American world beater right out of the gate. My expectation is it is going to be a bit of a transition, and it'll take him a little bit of time to kind of get it figured out and what he needs to do against live competition. But long run, I think it's a smart move, and I think it will pay off for him and the defense this season. I just don't know that it necessarily is going to be the bang for your buck against West Virginia in that opener.
I think, Jeff, that what we're going to see is you compare things to wrestling. I compare things to baseball. I think Abdul Carter is like that home run hitter. He's going to hit his home runs, which – to me, as a defensive end, that means getting to the quarterback. So he's going to hit the home runs. What concerns me is on some of the routine plays, if you will, where the strikeouts might happen is, will they take advantage of him? Will they run against them? Will they run right at him? Will he have an issue with controlling the edge because he's not used to doing that? And those are the things that come with experience at the position.
Yeah.
So that's what concerns me. So I suspect there might be a play, like I said, where he hits the home run. Then on the next play, you see a long run on his side. And when you watch the replay, you say, oops, he didn't control the edge there. And That is my concern there and part of the transition. All right, let's move on to linebacker. And I know, Jeff, that the talk is playing a third safety and only two linebackers. But my concern there is after losing Curtis Jacobs and Abdul Carter to the position change, are you comfortable with the depth at linebacker?
Well, relatively. I do like, I mean, it does seem like Rojas is taking that next step and is, you know, emerging as that next superstar at linebacker. I really like Kobe King. I mean, I like him personally just as a kid, but I also like him as a linebacker and a leader there on that defensive side. And I know we both have an affinity for Dom DeLuca and just the passion that he brings for the position and the desire with which he plays. I do think this is another one of those situations where I think they have the depth, but I think it's going to take a little while for some of these guys to play themselves into being really good and to where you're comfortable. Hey, not a big deal or a big drop off if they're out there. And, you know, I think Elson and Keys in particular are guys that as the season goes along, you're certainly counting on being productive members and contributors to that defense. But again, I just think linebacker is one of those positions where, with very few exceptions, there just is that adjustment. And I think even with Rojas last year, you saw it. It just takes a little while to get out there, get used to the speed of the game, to get used to what you're seeing. I think these guys are going to be studying, well-prepared, all of that. It's just different when you're out there and it's coming at you fast. And instead of thinking, you get to the point where you just react. And I just think that comes with reps and live game experience, and they just need to go through that and get it. The good news to me is I think with the way the schedule plays out, by the end of September, those guys should have the experience they need and should be taking that step to where, yep, you know what, we're comfortable with those guys being out there if need be in key situations.
I think there's a couple of those guys that you mentioned that somebody's got to step up. I'll throw out, you know, two names that I don't think you mentioned. One is Tamir Robinson, and the other one is Keon Wiley.
Yeah.
That Wiley, I think they're just never quite got that opportunity. And I liked his high school tape. I, you know, thought he might be a guy who could step up at when he first came in. Hasn't happened for him yet, but there's still time. And Tamir Robinson, you know, a guy who had the knee injury his senior year of high school, but he was on the right path and appears to be on that correct path now.
Yes.
So along with Kavion Keys you mentioned, and so there is that next generation, that next group. Question is, will one or two of them step up?
Yep. And I think they're going to need inevitably they're going to need one of those guys at least to step up and kind of be a guy that can contribute significantly as the season goes along here.
Okay, let's start talking about the defensive backs. Let's start with cornerback. And the question that you lost three guys who moved on, Johnny Dixon, Kalen King, Daquan Hardy. So it's a new cornerback room. They brought in a couple transfer portal guys. My question, Jeff, is, do they have a lead cornerback? That number one guy. Remember, we went from Joey Porter to Kalen King to, do we have that lead guy? And do you need one? Do you need that guy that's cornerback one?
I mean, you would love to have the guy that is the shutdown corner, no questions asked. Ironically, I think if they have it, and I'm not overly confident that they do, but I actually think it's Cam Miller, and I know fans are going to be, you know, pulling their hair out. What do you mean? We watched that Ole Miss game. I just think when you have a quarterback who is on and an elite receiver who is on, it doesn't matter. And I went back and did watch a little bit of it again, Jim, and it was not a situation in the overwhelming majority of those plays anywhere where it was Miller man, boy, he just got out of position, or boy, he looked foolish. I mean, he is like a split second away. The hand is just misses. It was an amazing performance by Ole Miss, but I actually think Miller is really good and bordering on elite there at cornerback. And then I am excited to see exactly how AJ Harris plays this season. To me, he is a guy that brings that physical presence that I like in a cornerback. Think Joey Porter. And I think he's a guy that can just kind of naturally be a leader back there for, by the way, a group that has nothing but leaders seemingly throughout it. So it's not that I think he's filling a void there. I just think he is a guy that, again, brings a toughness and a mentality that you love to see in a defensive backfield room.
And we've talked about that Cam Miller performance before, and I'm with you, Jeff. I think he got a very bad rap for a situation where Ole Miss just played so well, both the quarterback and the receivers. It didn't matter, you know, how you played defensively, you were going to get beat, and it didn't matter who was out there. Final position, final question is safety, and it might be the one place where there really is not much to question, Jeff. I guess, Mike, what I have to ask is, with all of that confidence, just how good can that group be?
I really do think this is one of those position groups that could be right there with the best in the country, right? I mean, it certainly feels like that going into the season, and I think that's kind of where the expectation is, and that's why Penn State's talking about playing, you know, that five defensive back look as the majority of their snaps defensively is the versatility, and I think the physicality that group can bring as a whole. But it's hard to find anything that you don't like. They have, again, a lot of leadership, a lot of veteran presence, obviously a lot of talent, but you also have some great young talent that I think is going to be pushing it and will get some playing time just because, again, it's a situation where, well, we can't leave that talent just sitting all game long. It really is a great situation for the defense to have. But to me, you have everything you'd want there. You have experience, talent, and depth.
I'm in agreement. I can't wait to see those safeties in action. Jeff, that's going to have to be it for our show. Just a reminder to our listeners in State College, if you bump into Jeff this weekend in State College, do not wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, shucks.
He doesn't want the attention, okay? All right, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've had such a great response to our F45 Training State College promotion over the last 2 weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. Starting Monday, May 6th, and running through May 21st, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training and a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.